If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Today is Tuesday, July 13th. We'll explain the new warning on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine about a rare side effect that could be dangerous. Also, one state's battle over voting restrictions is coming to a head. Democratic lawmakers have fled the state, and the Republican governor says they'll be arrested if they try to come back. Plus, why Tesla's CEO defended his business in court, how Amazon could soon be watching people sleep, and where to get deals on National French Fry Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. The Johnson & Johnson version of the COVID-19 vaccine now comes with a new warning. The FDA says it might be linked to a rare and potentially dangerous neurological reaction. Out of the nearly 13 million Americans who have received the Johnson & Johnson shot so far, about 100 people ended up with Guillain-Barré syndrome afterwards. It can cause muscle weakness and sometimes paralysis that's usually temporary. Almost all of the 100 people were hospitalized and one person died. Most of those cases were reported in men, many of them over 50, and usually it was about 2 weeks after they got vaccinated. For now, the shots are still on the market in the U.S., but anyone who gets one will also be given information about symptoms to watch out for. Those include tingling sensations, trouble walking, and double vision. Anyone who starts showing those kinds of signs should get to a doctor. By the way, the other COVID-19 shots in the U.S., made by Pfizer and Moderna, so far don't show any risk of Guillain-Barré syndrome, and about 320 million doses of those ones have already gone out. Thousands of people in Cuba are taking to the streets to protest. This is the first time Cubans have come out in such large numbers in more than six decades. They're protesting against an economic crisis in their country that's left many people without basic goods and services, like food, medicine, or electricity. So protesters are calling for an end to Cuba's communist government. In response, Cuba's president called on his supporters to take the streets back from protesters. He also cut off internet access to make it harder for protesters to organize. And he sent security forces out in droves. Activists say some protesters have been attacked, and at least 80 have been arrested. President Biden, as well as both Democratic and Republican lawmakers, voiced support for the protesters. The White House released a statement saying, quote, "The U.S. calls on the Cuban regime to hear their people and serve their needs." It's another sign of change in Afghanistan. The top U.S. general there stepped down this week. General Scott Miller has overseen the war effort for nearly 3 years. But in a small ceremony yesterday, he gave up his responsibilities. Then he left for Washington, D.C. Another four-star general took over authority of the American post in Afghanistan. But he'll only be there until the U.S. withdrawal wraps up at the end of next month. Once again, Texas Democrats took dramatic action to block new voting restrictions from becoming law in their state. This time, more than 50 of them hopped on planes and headed to Washington, D.C. in the middle of a special legislative session. Remember, the state's Republican governor called the session mostly for the purpose of passing this bill. It would do away with things like drive-through voting, late-night voting, and Sunday morning early voting. It would also add more strict ID requirements for absentee voting. And that's just a few of the many measures included. Republicans say the changes are necessary to make elections more secure in the state. But Democrats say this is all meant to discourage people from voting, especially people of color. So, at the end of their regular session, a group of Dems walked out, leaving the House without enough members to legally vote on the bill. This time, they took it a step further. They're now holed up in Washington, D.C., hoping to pressure the U.S. Congress to act on expanding voting rights at the federal level. More than a dozen other states this year have already passed tougher election laws, mostly led by Republicans. But only in Texas have Democrats put up this kind of a fight. Now, Texas's governor says he's going to keep calling special sessions through the midterm elections next year until this bill is passed. He also told an Austin TV station that as soon as the Democrats return to Texas, they'll be arrested arrested and detained inside the state capitol until they do their jobs. Other Texas Republican lawmakers say they'll discuss their next steps today, but that they're still determined to get the bill passed. To be continued. Because of another controversial voting law, tonight's MLB All-Star Game is happening in Denver, Colorado. You may remember the All-Star events were originally slated for Atlanta, Georgia, but Major League Baseball decided to move the event to protest Georgia's new election restrictions. That decision sparked a lot of controversy. It's estimated that the All-Star Game will bring in $100 million in revenue for Denver, money that would have gone to Atlanta. On the diamond, the National League team is looking to end a long losing streak tonight. The American League has won the last seven All-Star Games in a row. The action starts tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern on Fox. By the way, the Home Run Derby was also held at Coors Field last night. The idea is each player has to hit as many home runs as they can in the time allotted, over three rounds. In rounds one and two, they get 3 minutes. In the finals, it's just 2 minutes. Mets slugger Pete Alonso came out on top, making him only the third player in history to win it back-to-back. He ended the derby with 74 home runs, and his longest one went 509 feet at about 111 miles an hour. Much more news ahead, but first, a word about our sponsor, Rothy's. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy.
Make sure your summer is off on the right foot with comfortable, best-selling shoes like flats, loafers, and sneakers from Rothy's. With sandals in an array of colors, their newest styles have you covered. And their spacious, washable bags are perfect for summer getaways. I love to throw on my Rothy's sneakers for any occasion. I know they're comfortable enough when I go on a walk around the block and cute enough for meeting friends for brunch. And now Rothy's is not just for women. Rothy's newly launched men's shoes are durable, washable, and better for the planet. Plus, rigorous testing during R&D results in a perfect fit, wash after wash. And now, to help you welcome summer in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Through August 1st, 2021, you can get $20 off your first purchase at $100 or more at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's rothys.com/newsworthy. Trust us, you don't want to miss it. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today.
Stocks rose to their highest levels ever yesterday. We're talking records for the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. Some of the biggest gains were from financial companies like JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs. Starting today, big banks are going to be turning in their earnings report from the last quarter, and yesterday's rally is likely a sign that investors expect to hear good news. And Tesla shares also rose as the electric car company's CEO, Elon Musk, testified about his acquisition of SolarCity back in 2016. A little background on that, SolarCity used to be its own company that made solar panels for homes. And a few years ago, Musk owned a pretty big part of both Tesla and SolarCity. But at the time, neither one was profitable. Musk's solution was to combine the two companies into a single clean energy business. It was a takeover worth roughly $2.1 billion. Well, he ended up getting sued over it from people who say there was a conflict of interest in the deal. And some shareholders want Musk to repay to Tesla what was spent on the deal. In court yesterday, Musk defended himself, saying it just made sense to combine Tesla's battery business with SolarCity's solar energy business, and that he didn't make any money off of the merger. When he was accused of strong-arming his board into the deal, Musk told the court the board worked alone and that he doesn't even like being in charge at Tesla. He said he'd much rather spend his time on design and engineering. The trial is expected to last 2 weeks, and then it could be months before a judge issues a ruling. Amazon wants to analyze how you're sleeping, and federal regulators have given them the go-ahead. The company just got permission from the Federal Communications Commission, aka the FCC, to develop and sell a specific device. It will use radar sensors to track how much a person moves in their sleep without actually touching you. Amazon says the technology could help people figure out why they're having trouble sleeping and could ultimately lead to better health. Amazon hasn't said exactly what the device might look like, but says it will be more precise than anything else on the market. This isn't the first time the FCC has allowed this kind of access to the airwaves. In its decision, the agency pointed out that it allowed Google to use radar in its Pixel smartphones, too. There was a major jewelry heist at the Cannes Film Festival in France. As Variety reports, thieves broke into British actress Jodie Turner-Smith's hotel room. She wasn't there at the time, but the robbers took tens of thousands of dollars worth of her personal jewelry, including her mother's wedding ring. The magazine cited local sources who say the hotel uses magnetic key cards to get into the room, and there was no sign that anyone forced in the door. Turner-Smith and her young daughter were given security guards and were moved to another hotel. The investigation is ongoing. More people are shopping for engagement rings these days. Retailers say there's been a recent spike in sales as pandemic restrictions have eased. An engagement ring company in New York called The Clear Cut told CNN sales have quadrupled compared to last year. The company's CEO says a lot of customers have been eager to find rings now because many are planning long-awaited trips with their boyfriends or girlfriends, and they want to propose during these summer vacations. Retailers also say more shoppers are coming in to replace or upgrade their old rings, too. Today is National French Fry Day. Many restaurants are celebrating by offering special deals and discounts. For example, McDonald's is giving out free medium fries to rewards members. At Burger King, one large order of fries is $1 if you order it through the restaurant's app. Red Robin is offering bottomless steak fries with its burgers. And at Checkers and Rally's, any size fries is just $1 today. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, here's Erica again with more about our sponsor, Ritual.
Ritual's prenatal vitamin is definitely part of my morning ritual, and I feel great about taking them every day because their multivitamins are formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that the body can actually use. In fact, I first heard about Ritual vitamins from my doctor, and the more I looked into them, the more I became a fan. And now I've been taking them for more than a year. They never upset my stomach, whether I take them with or without food, and they don't have a gross taste either. Depending on which one I'm taking at the time, they're either minty or citrusy. I've taken the regular women's multivitamin as well as the prenatal and now the postnatal, but I recommend them for all women, men, and teens. Plus, with Ritual, I never worry about running out. Ritual multivitamins are delivered every month with free shipping always, and you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. So get key nutrients with Ritual. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what is the hottest planet in the solar system? Find and follow us on Instagram at newsworthypod to play along and find out the answer in our Instagram stories. As for last week's trivia question, when and where was the nation's very first 4th of July fireworks show? The answer is 1777 in Philadelphia. That was the first organized celebration marking the signing anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. People in Philadelphia set off fireworks, rang bells, and gathered around bonfires. Armed ships docked in the river also fired their cannons in a 13-gun salute in honor of the 13 colonies. The tradition spread around the country, and it became even more popular after the War of 1812. Then, towns held parades, picnics, competitions, military displays, and, of course, set off fireworks. During the 1800s, revelers gradually stopped using cannons and gunfire as much because of safety concerns. But fireworks have been used ever since. History.com reports that these days, Americans spend about $1 billion on fireworks each year. All right, thank you for turning to the Newsworthy to get your news each day. As always, we'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.